Love Talk Radio.
Love Talk Radio.
Radio. Okay. And say hello to Kelly then.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me again.
I'm good. You know, just struggling with the winds in the UK at the moment. We are. It's up across the country doing a lot of damage there, Kelly, yeah?
A lot of... What?
Yeah, it's what's it called, Storm Eunice or something? It's the UK now. It's doing a lot of damage, yeah? Yeah.
Not where I live, I'm okay.
Oh, good. Right. It's crossed over from America, from across the channel now, and it's finally reached us. And it's playing havoc here because we haven't had a storm in over 30 years now. Right then, let's get on with it. Rosie.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kelly. How are you doing?
Good. What's your question?
Sure. So, Kelly, I recently, in February 7th, actually, I started a position. It was a position to be temp to perm. And then after possibility of being permanent, but, you know, no guarantees. So after I was there for like a week, the recruiter told me that they had found someone for the position. They extended my assignment to March 31st. So now I have to look for a job. I don't know what's going to happen, Kelly. I'm really nervous because it's like I'm back to the drawing board for looking for new work. So I'm just calling to see if you see anything.
Well, apply for... now, you do like administration, right?
Yes, that's
right. So apply for those. And
okay.
Apply for permanent ones of what you want.
Okay.
And it feels like you work for a corporation, and you're well suited for it. So beef up your resume and plug in the keywords that you need to plug in, and I see you getting something in, like, in the time frame before you have to leave your job.
Okay. Do you think it's with this company in a different department or a different company altogether?
A whole different company.
Okay.
You're going to be okay.
Okay.
You don't sound like you believe me, but that's okay.
No, I'm. You know why, Kelly? No, because I just started, and after a week, they said that they found someone, and that, you know, that's better for the position. When the reality here is that when I went on the interview, they said temp to perm.
I know, but they always hire within, hon. There's no guarantee. They hire people they know. That's what happened. It was somebody that worked there a while.
I don't know. I don't know where this person came from, but whatever. I mean, it is what it is. But
you are going to get another job. You are going to, you know, be hired for what you're suited to do.
Okay.
I know, it's maddening.
It's I'm like exhausted. I can't begin to tell you, Kelly. Like I have a headache right now.
And it's very stressful.
It is. But when do you think you see it happening?
Well, you're going to apply. It looks like you'll have interviews. If you apply now, you'll have interviews end of the month or March. And,
okay.
You know, you'll have like two, you know, like phone interviews, and then you'll go to a real building. you know, so really three interviews.
Hmm.
So one's with the man, one's with the woman, then the next one's with the man. So there you go, back and forth, back and forth. And they'll really like what you can offer their company. So make sure that you write up what you want for a package.
Okay.
You know, the amount that you want and you know, insurance and benefits and bonuses and all of the above.
Okay. Any other information like that you can pick up about this new job?
And it looks like eventually, you know, after the 90-day thing, you can, you know, be okayed for all the bonuses. So with the bonuses, you're going to make a good amount of extra money.
Okay. Is this going to be another temp position or no?
What did I say?
You said after 90 days.
No, there's a, honey, I told you that you get a permanent job and they have a 90-day wait period.
Oh, got it. Now I know what you mean. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rosie. Thanks for calling now. Okay. Oh, Rosie. Oh, she's gone. Oh, bless her.
I'm glad you guys are okay from the storm.
Yeah, oh, my wife just got home. She braved the storm and she went down to see my daughter in Wales. They've got a really bad down there because they've got, like, winds up to 100 miles an hour. And, you know, it's trucks off the motorway and throwing them over the barrier. And it's done a lot of damage. So, yeah, it's a good job they got back safe anyway. Okay, then, let's see where we're going. Oh, my toast disappeared. That's strange. Okay, Holly.
Hello.
Hi, Holly.
How are you doing?
I'm good. What's your question?
I'm wondering if I'll be able to transfer to another property in the same company, or should I just look for something different?
You need to look for something different because this ain't ran very well.
Okay. And do you see it close to where I'm at?
It feels like it's within 7 miles to the right of where you are. I have no idea where I are, but that's what they're telling me.
Okay.
And
that's pretty darn close.
Yep, and it's whatever the name of the management company is, it has a whole bunch of B's in the name.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
So that's what I'm seeing, you know, like. And you'll really enjoy it, and it's they fix things right away. They have great handymen. They have great rapport with the customers, and it's enjoyable. It's nothing like this company. You're like, you're gonna feel like it. You're in a whole other realm.
Yeah, because right now I feel like I'm in the twilight zone with this company.
So.
Yeah. Darn it, I forgot what else was. Can we see if my brother has another message for me? James?
What's in your kitchen? He's been around in your kitchen, so what's up in there?
Lots of stuff.
You know, he's like hanging out in the kitchen, and have you had light bulbs blow?
Not recently. Only one in the closet in the hallway.
Well, that was him. So he's still popping in and out. He looks like a giant ball of energy. He's proud of you. And he's letting you know he's okay.
Yeah, I know.
And he's going to come to you in a dream. When you dream at nighttime, he'll come to you in a dream. Because there's a spiritual garden, a restaurant that you meet your dead people in.
Yeah, I haven't had a dream with him in years.
But there's some kind of an anniversary coming up because he's showing me red roses. So it can be a birthday, a death day, you know, an anniversary, an achievement. So he's, I don't know what's coming up, but he's showing me that.
Yeah, I don't know either. Just Valentine's Day. I don't know. And am I going to get my check for my mileage? Like, they haven't paid me in so long.
Oh, good luck getting that.
They're not going to give it to me?
Well, you're going to have to ask for it again because they totally aren't doing that much. It's like a slow boat to China to getting anything done with these people.
Yeah, it used to be on time, and this one's...
Now it's
like,
not even... Yeah, so you're going to have to ask again. So have them expedite it.
Okay.
What is it, back a couple months?
Almost two.
Okay, well,
definitely
that's...
one.
But you will eventually get it.
Okay. Anything else you see for me?
Well, you're going to start having a life. You're going to go out with some friends and have a good time. And then you're going to have a girlfriend that you haven't seen in years and years and years visit. So you're going to have fun with that.
Is she visiting from California? Or?
I think so. So you're going to have a good time talking and visiting, and you need fun in your life. You don't have no fun.
It's true. No, I just work. That's it.
Eat, work, sleep. Yeah. Makes Jane a dull girl.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You're
and
gonna...
the company's, like I told them about all the lying, and then they're lying, trying to
I know,
cover up
they don't
the lying.
Give a, don't fix anything. They don't give a flip.
Yeah. Are they going to try to cover up this last lie I told them about Elle and I?
You know, but you need to get another job. It's just awful.
Yeah, I've put out so many resumes already.
I know, but one's going to stick. It's like throwing spaghetti on the refrigerator and seeing it stick. You know it's done.
Yeah. Can you see my stepson is okay? His name is, I call him GJ.
Is he having health issues?
Not that I know of.
But, yeah, he's happy and content. He's a resilient little guy.
Yes. And his little girlfriend, are they going to hang out? It's like, you know, high senior year sweetheart. I don't know.
Well, they're still together. They enjoy each other.
Yeah.
And plans to go to college. I'm seeing he's going to go to college.
Yes. He is. Is he going to stay in Washington State College? Or
cheaper.
Yeah.
So I see him going in the state. So
okay,
there's
great.
Plenty of good colleges right there.
Yeah. And my mother's health, Suzanne?
She's hanging in there. She has her ups and downs. But
yeah.
But she's has a good attitude. She don't get too tore up over stuff. She's just keeps on plugging.
Okay.
Well, that era is like, what you gonna do, you know?
Yeah. Why waste energy getting upset? Yeah.
Right. You know. All right. We'll deal with it. No biggie. She just goes on with life.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Have a good day.
You too, hon.
Thank you, Holly. Wow. Holly must have timed herself there because that was right on the beat. Yes. Okay. Right. Okay, then. That's wonderful. Okay, let's see where we're going. Joanna.
Hello, Kelly.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there like everybody. I have one question, and if you have time, just a really brief second one. My ex and I broke up months ago. He blocked me from all, you know, social media and whatnot, but I found out he's going to be moving, like, right down the street from me in a couple of weeks. Do you see any interaction or reaching out or us running into each other or anything like that?
I mean, you guys, he lives in the same town. You might run into him in a restaurant, but no.
Okay.
It's
so
I see like a total Y in the road, so.
Oh, okay.
So gotcha. You went one way, he went another, and you need to pick another person.
Got you. Okay. And one other quick question. I haven't had a vehicle in quite a long time. Do you see a vehicle coming from
you?
You
new used vehicle. It'll be like a compact car, automatic, runabout, owned by a little old lady, has low mileage in a garage, and the kids
wow.
just get rid of it, and you're going to get it for good, for cheap. You know, you're in your price range, and it's a great car. It's like brand new, even though it's an older model.
Well, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Well, that's
that,
what
is that?
Like an old lady that. Owned it. She didn't drive it.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. Is that you think that's like? I'm sorry. Is that like over 3 months from now, or?
I think you're gonna hear about it from a friend of a friend. So. Put it out there that you're looking for a new used car, and you'll be able to get it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and bless you.
You're welcome. Did I get cut off?
No, you're still here, Kelly. It's
okay.
Just that the call has dropped, yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering what had happened, and it all went quiet. Okay, never mind. If we get to Anna back, we'll try and take it where we left off. Wow, right. Let's see where we are. Oops, that one's gone as well. Oh dear. Okay. That's another one that's just left us. I think we've got one back. Hang on, let's hear this one. This could be Joanna.
Okay.
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Who's
I'm
this
good.
One? Sharon?
Yes.
No, right. Okay, then.
Okay, I can hear. What's your question?
Hey, Kelly Joe, I just wanted to know, I have a few people on the other side, if anybody's here today, they have anything to say.
Your mom is with you today. She's around you.
Good.
And she's showing me a tablecloth. So I guess she wants you to put a tablecloth on your table.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Wonder why.
Probably because
I have papers
know.
On it. Probably because I have papers on it. I guess she means, God, fix that table up.
That's funny what the pastime people show you. And then she's, have you been cooking more? Because she's showing me an apron.
Yes, and she bought me an apron.
So, and
so
did she bake bread?
No.
Okay, well, somebody that's passed on used to bake bread. So there's...
My husband and I did all the time, and he's passed on.
Okay, well, there's bread. I smell bread. Bread.
Interesting.
And bread always symbolizes extra money, too. I don't know why, but that's what
What's
I'm thinking.
What's it mean?
Bread means extra money.
Well, we can all use that.
You know, whenever I see bread baking. Did you have an Uncle Carl?
That's my dad.
Okay, Carl's here.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes the people you want to come to don't, and the other people are louder.
That's okay.
So.
That's okay.
And was he a tinkerer?
Yep.
Because he's like messing with a wrench, so I'm seeing a wrench.
Well, tell him to go out and change the battery in the van then.
And then there is like this light colored car, a 57, looks like a Chevrolet, that he's showing me. He's showing me that.
He's working on his car.
So.
Always was working on the cars.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what they're telling me. And then they're all standing there holding red roses. So there's some kind of an anniversary coming up.
Today's my grandson's birthday.
Oh, okay.
He's 18.
So they're acknowledging that.
Oh, that's nice.
And then do you eat blueberries? Because they're showing me a whole bucket of blueberries. Who went blueberry picking?
Nobody, but I just finished a whole bucket of blueberries because I make them in my drink in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I can't help what they show me. They're showing me stuff.
Okay. Blueberries. Good.
And you're in a good, you're more peaceful than you've been in a long time. And, And then there's like, do you have somebody's old letters? You know how they used to do the red and blue airmail letters? Do you have a stack of those or something?
I used to, but I don't know what happened to them.
Okay, well, that's just their acknowledgement. They know that stuff is there, you know. Whose letters were those?
From my dad's when he was in Vietnam.
Oh, okay. And then you have major healing going on in spirituality, purple and indigo, purple and pink and green, like leaf green. So you're doing major healing. And you're finally moving forward again and it's like you're in a whole new chapter and you get to write it. So they're showing like a page turn and the page is blank and you get to write on it.
Okay, good.
So a whole new beginning for you. And then they want you to check your dad wants you to check the air in your tires. I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but they're like, check your air pressure.
Okay, I will. That's awesome. And real quick, my sister just moved, so I'm sure my mom pops in on her, and she's just starting a new job on Tuesday. Just curious how things look going forward
she's
for her.
It's a new beginning for her, too.
Good.
She's going to really get on her feet. She won't be so stressed.
Good. That's good to hear. She seems very upbeat about it, so.
Oh, she's excited.
Yeah, I can tell. She's all new area, new job. She seems good.
And she needed a new start anyway.
Yes, she did. She was in a rut there.
Yep, now she's out of it. And that's a good thing. They're all standing there clapping.
Oh, that's good.
What else you want to know?
So I guess nothing for my husband or my son. They're busy today.
Yep. If they don't show up, I'm not going to tell you they did.
That's fine. They're allowed to be busy. And for me, things are going to go good, I guess. That's good. And my grandson, I'm hoping he's going to graduate.
He will.
He wants to do a trade school, he thinks, and a little bit of college courses, but the trade school first, so.
Yeah, what does he want to do? HAV?
That's funny. No, he actually said to me maybe, he's not positive yet, maybe electrical, he said.
Yep, electrical, and then maybe, you know, HAV. That's like heat, air, and.
Heat, yeah, yep.
You know, there you go.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, thank you for sharing us. One of the ladies that dropped the call and then managed to get back in there. At least we got one out of the two. I don't know where the other one went. Well, it's, I think the phone lines are a bit, they're jumping around a bit, so people may be getting the same as us. But it's cutting across more or less in a straight line from where you are in the States to where we are. They're getting it across Europe and pretty much everywhere. Okay, let's see where we are then. Right, line five's disappeared now. Okay. Kay.
Hello. Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome. What's your question?
My question is regarding career. I've been applying and interviewing for new positions. I'm in one now that's not really that healthy. But I'm just wondering, how soon do you see something new coming through, something that is for my greater and highest good?
I'm seeing like a 3, so it's either, you know, it's like within 3 weeks.
Okay.
And it'll be different than what you've done before, but you're going to really like it, and you're going to do real well. And it's going to stretch you. it's going to involve training people. But you'll be the boss person, so.
Okay.
And you'll really enjoy
that. Okay, great.
You're good with people.
Thank you.
Well, you're either a good manager or you are.
Right. Thank you. Okay, that's good. That is good. So this position, have I already applied for it, or do I just need to keep looking? Because I have been interviewing.
You're going to have an interview. I think you already applied for it.
Okay, good. I have been interviewing. I've applied for quite a few. And I had a few interviews, but just kind of waiting for something. So, okay, that's good to know. Okay. I
It'll
have another quick question.
Better work environment.
I'm sorry,
It'll
go ahead.
Be more professional.
Yeah. I'm sure you pick up there where I'm presently working. It's just, oh, my goodness. I don't know what's wrong with my manager. I think she just mean.
She's not a good manager anyway.
No, she's not.
You know, she's like Slimer. If she has a bad day, everybody else gets slimed, and it's like.
Exactly. So true.
No, I'm having a bad day, so I'm going to slime you.
Yeah. You hit that on the head perfectly. I do have another question. I met someone, and she's really nice. We have just been enjoying each other, getting to know each other. And my friend, who has been, we go through this craziness up and down and have been going over 12 years. So she is in her feelings right now. Is she just jealous that I have someone and she doesn't? And is this something that's going to come back around? Because I have to be honest, I'm tired of the back and forth.
Well, she's always been jealous of you.
Yeah, that's true.
And she has green-eyed envy.
Yeah. Okay.
And you have to really look at the friendship and see if you want to keep it or not. is it worth that or, you know, or not? It's up to you. Ball's in your court.
Okay. Okay. Is she going to try to come back around to at least try to communicate? Because we've gone through this before, and it's a pattern. Yeah, and I told her the last time, if you decide you're going to do this again, don't bother to try to come back for the friendship. So here we are again now, and it's been a few years since she's done this. So, okay, all right.
But you do have to look at
it. I have to look at it for my best. You're correct. And with this newfound relationship, how do you see things going? Like I said, we're taking it very slow and enjoying each other.
And it's nice and it's bright and it's just enjoy it. Don't overanalyze it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
okay,
you overanalyze
right
tar out everything. Quit.
I do. That's that Capricorn in me. I got to analyze the hell out of something. You know, I already had the whole conversation before I asked the first question.
I know. You like play it out in your head. You're done. You
yep,
can't beat a dead horse. It ain't going to get up. No matter
it
how
will.
Hard you beat it.
You're right. I have a question. So, I meditate and I pray and I want to know which one of my people on the other side came to me the other night. I was lying in a bed and somebody kept flicking my hair. Who was that? And what was the message that I was tired to hear?
Well, you need to just calm down and quit analyzing. That's what it was. It feels like a. It feels like
probably
a cousin.
Dad.
Feels
oh,
like a cousin.
Okay. Oh, I know who it was. I know who it was. Yeah.
It's like
okay.
Flick, flick, flick. Pay attention. Flick, flick, flick.
It was, and it was so irritating, Kelly. It's like I'm asleep, and I could feel this, my hair tapping.
Because your
like,
brain
okay,
was going 500
stop.
Miles an hour, and they are trying to break you out of it.
God. Well, tapping on my hair when I'm asleep did not help. Well, that just made me lay there and then think, okay, who's trying to talk to me? What? Instead of just being quiet and listening. So, yeah, I got it.
That's funny.
Okay. Yeah, that's whenever I kind of get most of my messages, when I finally go to sleep.
Yeah, because you're quiet, they can talk to you.
Yeah, but then if it wakes me up enough, I'm trying to analyze who, instead of listening, I'm trying to analyze who's talking and what. So yeah, I'm getting better at it. I'm forced to. Okay, well.
You're going to be okay.
Great. Does my mom or my dad have any messages for me?
They aren't around yet right now.
Oh, they're not. Okay. All right.
You know, just like the other lady, you wanted people to come through, but it's whoever talks loudest, you know.
Okay, I got you. All right. Okay, well, I thank you. You have actually helped me tremendously, and
you're welcome.
I appreciate your time. Thank you, Ken.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Kay. Right, then, let's see where we are. Yep. That's Kay. Oh, I think we'll go gentle. That's the beep. Okay, we got a gentleman there now, Richard.
Hi there, how are you today?
Good,
hi, Kelly.
How are you?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm devastated about this. I'm having a conflict with my coworkers, and basically I made a bet with them, and it was over the Super Bowl, and I lost that bet, and now I'm having a conflict with them because the bet that I have to pay up is just horrible, and I'm devastated.
Uh-oh.
It was my favorite hat. I'm from Kansas City, and I had a Kansas City Royals hat. And the bet was that basically if I lost, which I did, they get to defile my hat and then give it back to me, and I just don't know what to do.
Uh-oh. Well, a bet's a bet. Can you buy another Kansas City hat and let them wreck that one?
No, that's my favorite hat. I've had it since I was young, and they're ruining it. But I don't want to. But you know, I guess I gotta let them do what they're gonna do, and then give it back to me. What do you see there?
Well, that's what's gonna happen.
And what about my boss, Gary? He, you know, I thought he was going to help me, but he ended up pulling out of it as well.
Well, he doesn't want to get in the fray of it either.
Yeah. Is there anything that Gary can do now that he pulled out of it? Maybe he can help me with my coworkers?
No. So... You shouldn't have done that. You should have got another hat and let them wreck it.
Oh, I'm sick over this, and I thought I was going to win. I didn't think I was going to lose the bet. That's why I did that.
I know, but you don't bet something that you love, you know. Should have bet something less close to your heart there.
Do you see anything coming in from my boss, Howard?
What do you mean?
Is Howard around at all? Are you hearing anything from him, from my boss?
Is he passed on?
No, he's still around.
Oh, you mean if he'll back you up?
Yeah.
Well, a bet's a bet. That's what it'll tell you.
Okay.
You know, nobody's going to come save you on this.
Okay. I had a friend of mine who, before he passed, he gave me kind of a word or anything. Are you able to kind of hear what that word was, that he gave me a secret code?
No, I don't. The only thing I hear is the song, "When You're Gone Through Hell, Just Keep On Going."
Well, that wasn't it.
I know that. But I just hear a song.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Are we still on?
Yeah, I can hear you. Is there anything else coming in about that Royals hat? I'm still waiting for some signs.
No, it's still going to happen. I'm sorry.
How about them Royals that, you know, that my Royals hat's going to be defiled now, and I would love it back.
Oh, you're going to get it back, but it'll be tore up a little bit.
What are these guys they're going to do to it?
Maybe, you know, rip it a little bit and stuff. Maybe cut it with scissors a little bit, but you'll still be able to have it.
I'm devastated. All right.
Won't be able to wear it anymore, but you'll put it up on a shelf.
I'm devastated. I'm having a big conflict with my coworkers.
But it'll be okay. You know, hat will still be able to be loved.
Have a blessed day. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Richard. Okay. I don't know anything about the... I know that there's quite a few people watching it from the UK because you can, if you've got Sky Television, you can watch it on Sky Television, and you have to pay a premium rate to watch it because it, obviously it's coming from the state. But you know, quite a few people interested in that. But I haven't watched all of it myself, so I don't know anything about that. Okay, let's see where we're going. Okay, Christy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I was just wondering if there's anybody of my past, my loved ones who passed over, if they have any messages for me or if they're around me.
Well, your grandma is around you. She's been hanging out in your bedroom. What's in the left-hand corner of your bedroom that she'd hang out there?
A chair.
Well, she sits there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is your dad still with you?
No.
Well, he's been around lately.
Oh, good.
He's been, he's the one that's been thumping around in the kitchen.
Ooh,
so
okay.
If you hear thumps in the kitchen, that's your dad.
Ooh.
And there's something about the toaster. What's the joke about the toaster and him?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anybody alive who you can ask about the toaster joke?
I can, I will, and I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. And then your grandma's showing me bluebells, the flower.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then...
I don't know what that looks like.
And then also she's showing me a Jack in the Pulpit. So you
What's
must
that?
Have lived up north at... by woods, huh?
Mm-hmm. She lives in the country on a farm.
Yeah, well, she's talking about flowers in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then
okay.
She was very prim and proper.
Mm, okay.
And
yeah.
Do you have a piece of furniture from her house?
No.
She's
no.
Talking. Who had the rocking chair, though?
No, I don't have. No.
Well, ask
nobody
somebody
that I know of.
I don't know. I can't help what the dead people tell me.
Okay.
Then you have an aunt that was like an Auntie Mame. She traveled and did stuff. She was very flamboyant. She's before her time in a trailblazer.
Oh.
So, because they're showing
okay.
me, she used to, it was. It looks like the early, you know, 1900s, and she used to travel on steamships, and she had a suitcase with all kinds of stickers where she was.
Oh, I would have to ask that one, too.
Yeah. And then somebody gave you... barrettes. There's like a barrette in a jewelry box, so I don't know who has that, and earrings. So there's like jewelry that's been passed down.
No. My uncle kept everything from everybody and one grandma.
But, hon, that's what they're talking about. You're asking
okay.
about people, and there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you do have, who was in the military? Because there's two military men over here.
My dad and my grandpa.
Yep.
And my uncle.
Well, there they are. They're
yeah.
all standing there saluting. And
That's
then they're, but you're watched over well. You know, you're well protected.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's good to hear.
You have a tabby kitty that's passed on that's around you.
Oh.
Your pets go with you, too. And then there's like a
okay.
brown and white little dog.
Oh, deuce, yeah.
Running around. It's zipping around. It's
mm-hmm.
doing zoomies.
No.
It's
yeah.
like a little boy. I keep seeing it run past you.
That's funny.
So our pets do go with us.
Okay.
And you're going to change your career.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking to, yeah.
And that'll go well for you.
Oh, well, good.
And then it feels like the job you get, they'll train you on the job and pay for it.
Nice, nice.
So the next job you get will be very good and you'll make some more money.
That's what I've been looking for, yeah.
Now, you might have to move for your
job.
Well,
I am having to move. Oh, for my job. Because I'm in the process of moving right now. I just don't know to where.
You know. And I feel like West would be better for you.
Yeah, I'm in the West right now.
So.
Hmm.
But you got
anything
better.
Anything else on my move?
What?
Anything else on the move or no?
Is what?
Is there any other information on my move or no?
You're going to really like you're going to rent, correct?
Yes.
You're going to really like where you're going because the little town that you're in has, like, coffee shops and more eclectic, and you're going to really enjoy it. It has more things that are more available to you.
Okay.
And it'll be more beneficial to you so you can get out and about more.
That works.
Yes.
Nice.
And you're going to make friends and you're going to have a good community around you too.
Okay. That's good. That's good to hear.
And that's like the company that you work for is going to have a lot of amenities for you, too.
Oh. Okay. That's what I've been looking for as well versus what
I
have now.
Yeah, it's like a, air quotes, culture.
Nice.
You know, the new millennial workplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need that.
So it's like, yeah. And then are you somebody now?
I'm sorry, my what?
Are you with somebody?
Yes, I am.
There you go. You guys are going to do well.
Oh, that's a good, different sign, but good.
There you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Christy. I was going to tell you that. let's see where we're going. Okay. I'm not sure who this person is. I can't get the name clearly.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
My name's Karen, and I'm down here in Tennessee.
And what's your question?
My question is, I'm starting a new job in a whole different type of field than I normally ever worked. So how do you see that going for me?
Going to enjoy it. Remember, there's going to be a learning curve. Be patient with yourself. Because you're a perfectionist, you need to calm down and be gentle with yourself. But you're going to do so well that you're going to shock yourself.
Well, I hope I can shock myself and find a nice place to live out in that area.
Where are you going to?
It's more toward the tourist area, Gatlinburg.
Yeah, you'll be outside in the burb. You'll find a good rental. Are you renting a house?
Not right now. I'm in the process of going over there, so I'm going to stay at a motel, but I need to find something.
Well, I see you finding either, and maybe you'll find a house for the same price of an apartment, you know, like a little cottage house.
That would be nice.
And it won't be that far from work. It will be only 30 minutes from work.
Yeah, it's a little, traffic's a little heavy around Pigeon Forge and up there because it is a tourist area.
No, I'm seeing 30 minutes away.
Is that going to be soon?
Yes, you're going to find one within the next 2 weeks.
That would be perfect.
And it'll be in your price range.
That'll even make it even nicer. Okay, do you have any spirit buddies hanging around with me?
You have an uncle on your dad's side that's with you. He always was the prankster. He had a wry sense of humor. And then you have a grandma on your dad's side. She was short and sturdy, and she always walked hard on the earth. She's going to get it before it gets her. She says that you're a lot like her.
Hmm. That I couldn't tell you. I really never knew
and
the lady.
Don't ask if you met him or not.
You just inherit them.
Yep, you do. And then there's a lady with the name of that starts with a D over there. She always wore red lipstick. She's to help you all the time. She's like an aunt.
Hmm. Think on that one.
Yeah, and ask whoever's alive who that is. And then you have your guides. Your guides are always helping you. They always come to you at night in dreams. And you're good with your spidey senses, so you need to listen to them.
Yeah, sometimes they get clogged. They don't come through real clear at times.
You know, they want you to be quiet and listen.
Yeah, kind of been out of touch for a bit.
But you're going to get reconnected. You're going to delve into your spirituality again, not religion and dogma.
Well, this sounds like a good start.
Yes.
New job, new area, and my buddy's coming back.
Your family. They're around.
All right, do you see anything else you need to tell me?
Then
I need to know.
There's a lady over on the other side. Was there a Mary? I'm hearing the name Mary.
I have an aunt, but she hasn't passed.
Okay, but tell her that they say hi, because Mary's coming up real strong. And you're on the right pathway. You aren't to the left, you aren't to the right. You're where you need to be.
Okay, that sounds good. I need a right, straight path now.
Don't overthink everything. It's okay.
That's a little hard, but I'll try.
Anything else? There's.
No, I was just curious about this new position in this new area.
You're going to really, really enjoy it.
It's kind of mind-boggling out that way. It's completely different.
Well, different is good. You needed a change. It'll spark new. They're saying you'll get your mojo back and new spark in life. You're not going to be bored. It's like you're not going to be bored no more.
All right, that sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. Okay. All right. I couldn't quite with my cat what the name was when I said that. So we got it in the end. Okay. Maybe. Let's see where we are. Oh, there goes the bee. Okay. Stacey.
Hello.
Hello. What's your
Hi.
Name? Where are you from?
Stacey, Florida. And I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to a job coming up for me?
Well, you've already interviewed for it, I think.
Not that, no, no.
Okay, then you're going to get an interview.
Okay.
And then that one will feel like be the one. So you got a new job coming up totally.
Oh, okay.
And they'll train you, and you'll make some good money, and it's a good corporation. They're steady, stable, and solid.
Yeah, that's what I need.
And then you'll be able to start savings again, and they'll do a 401k matchy.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a good thing, and then you'll have stuff put away for when you retire, too. You know, like a little tiny...
Right.
Thing that you... pension that you get when you retire. So this looks like it'll be a good job and last you a while.
How soon do you see that happening?
It looks like within a month.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not that far away. You know, and practice your interview skills in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when you physically go, wear something blue, because I always listen to you when you wear blue.
That's my always, favorite color anyway. Mm-hmm.
Something blue, it's a, like a power suit, so. Blue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And better days are coming.
All right. Can't wait.
So, and right now is a good time to manifest, so write your letter of what kind of job you want, and
mm-hmm.
write it down and put it under a candle, and there you go.
Oh, okay.
Because you're a good manifester.
Yeah. Does it matter what kind of candle or color?
Well, you can do a green for money and job.
Okay.
If not, white candle works just as good.
Okay. All right.
But that'll help you manifest what you're trying to manifest.
Okay.
But you're going to be okay.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, man, what's going on? I'm getting antsy.
Oh, I know. It's scary.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you feel like you're applying and then it goes into the ethers and disappears.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't like the old days you'd talk to real people. Now it's virtual land.
Yeah.
But you are going to have real peeps.
Okay.
I hope that helped you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you have a great day.
You as well. Bye. Thanks, Ken.
Okay, thank you, Stacey. Oh, right, we're almost there. I think we're on our last call. Yes, we are. Yvonne.
Hi, hello. Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
Yvonne from California.
And what's your question, Yvonne?
My question is, do you see me receiving my SSI benefits? If so, which month?
It's stuck in a pile. It's going to be delayed. But I'm seeing, you'll hear about it in March.
Okay.
And you'll get it rectified then. So that's what I'm seeing.
Rectify mean like I'm going to get it, or what is that?
You're going to get rectified. It, yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
Resolution.
Okay.
Because it's been
taken. Go ahead.
It's been taken too long.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. Do I have any messages from Spirit?
Well, you have what?
Any messages from Spirit?
You're headed the right way. Things are going to get better. Follow your intuition. And they're like, know that you're loved and know that you're taken care of always.
Okay.
Even though it don't feel like it. You won't ever go hungry. You won't ever be homeless.
Okay. Is that what they're telling you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great. I'm glad to hear that.
You're always worried.
Yes, I was worried. I was homeless recently. So that's why I was like, I'll never have to be homeless again.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm so glad to hear that. What about love? I'm curious to know about love. Do you see working out?
You need to get, you're a type of person that needs to be stabilized first before you do that.
Okay.
Once you get your job and everything, you'll be ready to date.
Oh,
you
okay.
You don't want to be worrying about supporting yourself while you're dating.
Yeah, that's why I was, I probably won't ever work again because I got schizophrenia. That's why I'm trying to get my SSI. So hopefully I meet someone that understands that in my life.
You will. And they'll love you for you.
What about John? Do you see me and John working out?
He's your friend.
Okay.
I see friendship.
Okay. So no relationship.
it feels friend zone, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
He's more like a brother. Brother from another mother.
Well, me and him have been intimate like plenty of times, and we have a daughter together. So that's why I'm like, he's like brother.
Well, I don't know. I can't promise anything. You know, hey, friends with benefits, maybe.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Yeah.
But you're going to be
okay. Okay. I'm glad to hear that because I was so worried about what's going to happen in my life. So I'm really glad to hear that.
And then you're going to learn different tools to help yourself. You'll have a toolbox that you can get to for yourself to help yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
So now you got your toolbox, so you'll be okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Yvonne. Oh, there she goes. Okay, that brings us to the end of another one then, Kelly.
Yeah, we'll see you next Sunday.
Okay, lovely. Have a good weekend. Okay, right, that wraps it up then for this one then, ladies and gents. Kelly's here next Sunday, as she said then, and then it'll be 2 weeks before we meet with Kelly after that. So next week is the last one for this month, then, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the Sunday the 27th. Kelly with us on Sunday the 27th, and then back with us on the 13th of March, the same as February, really, isn't it? We don't have Bryn with us on Thursday this week. He's going to go in and have some more surgery with his teeth. So we don't have Bryn on Thursday this week, so we're hoping to have Bryn back with us the following Thursday. Anything else I need to report to you, I'll let you know as the week goes on. Thank you.